Another exciting venture that we started this year is around restorative justice. So through the help of the California Endowment, who is also one of our partners, we were able to receive a grant so that we could do what are called community circles here. And so that's mainly done through our advisory program, where each teacher takes a cohort of students, between 20 to 25 students, and they follow them through their 4 years here at Hawkins, here at the Community Health Advocate School. And they create a community environment in that advisory. And the concept is simple. They sit in a circle, they have a talking piece, and they learn how to communicate better. And so what happens is the more community building that we do, the more community circles that we do, the less harm circles we have to do. So what harm circles are is if we're having a conflict, instead of doing what we would traditionally do, because maybe we're experiencing post-traumatic stress, and usually, or one of the, you know, coping mechanisms is to be violent, or to, you know, I'm having an issue with you, so I'm gonna fight you. I need your hands, is what the students say. And so we're trying to teach them that there's different ways to communicate and resolve whatever conflict that is. And so we'll bring them into a harm circle. And usually the circle will involve whatever students are having the conflict with each other, and then support. So maybe there's a teacher that they really trust that they want to have in the circle for support. Sometimes it's the parent. Usually myself, the principal, their guidance counselor will be there. And luckily this year we were able to get a restorative justice coordinator. So this person helps facilitate the circles. And so, you know, we're starting to find that this is it's very effective. I mean, it's really changing, actually I should say building off of the culture that we worked really hard on last year. Last year was our first year of existence, and we spent all year just establishing a culture of safety and respect, and really a focus on learning and making sure that students are here to get to, you know, gain their education so that they can also better their lives.